And now more on his magazine, Charlie Hebdo. As we've been hearing, it has offended many, Catholics, Jews, Muslims, fiercely defending its right to offend, even after a firebombing in 2011 and after appeals from the French government to not publish and provoke. So how will this deadly attack reverberate in France? Julian Borger is diplomatic editor for Britain's Guardian. And Julian, how do French people see this magazine?
Well, it was seen as being certainly sort of out there in the extremes of satire. But certainly, you know, there's a very strong libertarian free speech tradition in France. And this was seen as a flag carrier for that tradition.
Yeah, well, there was the firebombing in 2011 of the magazine's offices after they satirically named the Prophet Muhammad editor-in-chief. But they responded with more provocation, you write, 6 days later. What did they do?
They put on the cover a kiss between a Charlie Hebdo cartoonist and what was clearly a Muslim, bearded Muslim man. And then a few months later, they came back with cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad naked. So this was their response. Anytime they came under attack or intimidation, they responded by raising the stakes.
Yeah. A year later, they published more cartoons, and the French government asked them not to, and then closed down schools. What do you think is going to happen now? We're hearing worldwide support for Charlie Hebdo. The hashtag Je suis Charlie, I am Charlie, is going around the world on Twitter. But do you think something changes after this horrific, horrific attack?
Well, that is the question. In a way, it is easy to put out a hashtag. It's easy to come together and in memorials and in solidarity. The real question is whether anyone is going to pick up the baton in terms of being as brave and as being as in your face as Charlie Hebdo was. And that is the real challenge. And that is, that is no small challenge. It's just a lethal challenge.
Yeah. It's just going to be such an interesting thing to watch play out, you know, as the magazine. We're understanding that other newspapers are giving the magazine, the surviving members, desk space and the ability to publish. But, you know, it's just such a tussle between freedom of speech and the government and the risks they're willing to take. Riot police have been deployed to the offices to protect them from attacks. Police were killed in this attack. And in the past, the foreign minister criticized the magazine's editors, asking, is it really sensible or intelligent to pour fuel on fire? When other people also are put at risk, it's just going to be interesting to see how this unfolds.
Yeah, that's certainly true. The pressure didn't just come from the jihadists and the extreme Islam. It came from the government saying, don't do this. It came from the police saying, people are in the line of fire when you do this. And Charlie Hebdo was fairly unique in shrugging off all those concerns. And that's what made it stand out. And it's unclear whether there is publications out there still who are as brave and as sometimes reckless as Charlie Hebdo has been.
Yeah. So what are you hearing as you take the pulse around the world, and what are you hearing people say?
Well, of course, there's an outpouring of feelings of solidarity, journalistic solidarity, and just horror at what happened in terms of, it's one of the biggest, most lethal, bloodiest days in terms of a single assault on the Western media in living memory. So there is a shock here. But again, the question is, being shocked and feeling solidarity is one thing. It's a question also, though, is whether anyone is going to pick up that baton.
Well, media organizations, Radio France, Le Monde, French Television, all issued a joint statement pledging to help Charlie Hebdo by supplying the human and material resources needed to keep the magazine alive. So they are putting their publications on the line as well. Julian Borger, diplomatic editor for The Guardian, thank you.
Pleasure.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. This is Here and Now.